Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim and Lady Quarterback Latanya, where your voice can be heard.
Hello, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hello, Voices of Hope family. Yes, it's been a long time, but it's me, Lady Quarterback, on the scene. I heard Minister Kim was calling my name. He was calling for me. I'm here, Minister Kim, always willing, ready, and able to assist. You know I love y'all. I love my Voices of Hope family. A lot has been going on. I can't wait to share my story. I can't wait to share my revelation about what my life entails. But right now, it's not going to be about me. Right now, we have a wonderful guest on the line, Ms. Sharice C. Irons, I-R-O-N-S. That's that Midwest twang. Y'all hear my voice, Irons. You know I can't say that word. And she is the founder and CEO of the Irons Group, LLC. And it's an organization where individuals learn and grow together in leadership as, you got it, Irons. Sharpens iron. I can't wait to hear her, to drop the nuggets, to share her story on leader and leadership. You know, we hear that all the time. We hear that, you know, you're a leader and not a follower. And we hear that you were born to lead. Or we hear that you were born to be this and you were born to be above. But I want to really dig deep into that because I think most times we take that title for granted. We take that responsibility for granted because we really don't have a full understanding. I don't have a full understanding. I hear it all the time about, you know, you're a leader, you're this, but I never really took the time out to really, you know, kind of dive into what that really means and what that really means for me as an individual. So today we're going to kind of strip all of that out. We're going to talk to Ms. Sharice and we're going to get her point of view. We're going to dig deep and we're going to listen for the tokens. So you know me, grab your pens, your paper, your back of the calendar, the back of the envelope, whatever you need to write on. I need you to get that ready because when we come back, we will have our guest, Ms. Sharice C. Irons, and we're going to talk about leader and leadership, and we're going to hear her story, we're going to hear her nuggets, and we're going to find out a lot about this wonderful organization that God has entrusted her with. So with that being said, we'll be right back after this.
Excuse me, mister. Me and my wife was in front of the line. Yes, sir. I don't think it's right if I allow you to skip me. I just wanna keep peace, get the tickets to this movie. I'm trying to be discreet, sir. It's really not deep, sir. We all gon' get a seat, sir. And we all gon' eat, sir. So please, will you calm down?
Homie, put your arms down.
I don't wanna show down.
But it's about to go down. Here we go.
It's a nice night, but we just can't act right.
Just because I'm Christ-like.
Doesn't mean I'm Christ-like. I'ma be the bigger man and let you bump me. Cause it's 80 y'all and y'all probably gon' jump me. And have me looking crazy and all in front of my company.
Family, family, Voices of Hope family. Oh, I miss you all so much, so much. Cyber hugs. It's me, Latanya, Lady Quarterback Rush on the scene today. And I'm so glad to be back. I'm just glad to be back. And the show is not about me, but course, you know, I have a story to tell, so I'll come back on and I'll tell that at a later date. But today, we're going to talk to Ms. Sharice C. Irons, who is the founder and CEO of the Irons Group, LLC, and its focus is to learn and grow together in leadership. Our topic today is on leader and leadership. Ms. Sharice, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Latanya. Yes. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. How you feel?
I'm fantastic.
Good,
I'm really excited
good.
To be here.
Good, good.
Well, as I introduced her to everyone and I introduced you to the Voices of Hope family, today we're going to talk about leader and leadership. And what I really want to do is just really get your point of view on the definitions and the meanings of them. You know, like I said earlier, I am probably most people see, when we hear the word leader, we see it as a title, when I'm actually learning that it's really a responsibility. And there's a difference between having a title and being having a responsibility. So first of all, we want to hear a little bit about you and how the group, how your organization came to be. And, I mean, it's just powerful. You know, we hear iron sharpens iron. It's a biblical verse. We talk about it all the time in church. But to have an actual iron group. And your name, your last name is Iron. I know, right? Everything is
Indeed.
I know. So, let's think about all of that for a minute. But we just want to kind of give you a moment to talk about your group, talk about your organization, the purpose. How did it come to be? What happened?
All right. So, hello, everyone on the Voices of Hope family. I'm so excited to be here, and I look forward to just really talking with you and adding value to you, whether that's just one nugget or just a little bit of something that will bless you and help you on your way on your journey, because we're all on a journey. So how did this come to be? So Irons Group LLC, which is my name, Sharice Irons, really came out of pain and perseverance and, you know, just some things that I was dealing with in my life. So in 2015, November of 2015, I became really ill. And years before that, about 2 years or so, in about 2010, I was living in New York, and the Lord kind of, I had a car accident in 2009. I was an assistant principal in a very large high school out on Long Island, and I got into this really major car accident that left me with multiple injuries. And I, you know, I started to really, I was a Christian, but I started to really seek God a lot more. And during that time, I was actually home for an entire year where I couldn't really do a lot for myself. You know, people were helping me, driving me places. But during that time, I had a pastor at the church I was attending, Bethlehem Assembly of God in Valley Stream. You know, he said, you know, you need to do Bible study class at your house. And I said, I don't really want to do a Bible study class at my house. I'm in pain right now. I really don't have anything to give or pour into anyone else. And he said, no, this is the time that you need to do it. And I began a Bible study in my bedroom with two of my really good friends. And that Bible study turned into a Bible study of, I think it was, we had to split it, where it was women in one room, guys in the next room. And so the house was filled with people every Saturday night in the summertime, you guys, where people were coming over to my mom's house, and we had this Bible study. During that time, I also got fed by a spiritual mom who has since passed away, and she really started to pour into me, and, you know, really, I really had this spiritual mom that I could go to and talk to, and God really started to work in my heart. And he gave me a vision. I'm a dreamer, so I got all these different dreams. And in that dream, he told me I needed to leave New York. And I thought, I don't know about this, but my family's here, friends are here, everyone is here. But he basically showed me in that vision that you need to do something different than what you've been doing. You need to become more intentional, more active in there. So fast forward to here, I moved here to Maryland. I now live in Maryland. And 2015 comes, and I got transferred to a middle school in preparation to really take on the role of principalship at another point in my life. And I was really excited about the move and being at the middle school, and then life happened. My body decided that it wasn't really happy with where I was. And the headaches started kind of mildly at first, and then they escalated. By November of that year, I pretty much was of no use to myself. I was going to work, but I was there, but my body wasn't because I was in so much pain. And since November of 2015, I have not set foot really in a school building because I was not able to. And during that time, God really brought the vision back up to me that he had already given me years before that. And really, that vision was really to add value to individuals, to transform and help people in their leadership. And I knew that my job was really to empower people to find their purpose so they could be more authentic, so they can leverage the strengths that they already had. And I wanted to help them sharpen their skills. And I remember thinking, wow, what? How is this possible? And then he gave me the scripture, Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. It was plain. And then it was confirmed by one of my very best friends who called me and said, Sharice, I think I know what your line should be and, you know, what it is that you're about and who you are, because that's what my life is. That's what I do. I sharpen people. I'm always in there getting my hands dirty, you know, encouraging other people, and people gravitated to me. So that's where Iron Scoop LLC really came from. I wanted something to not just leave, I wanted to leave a legacy of my family name, but also the legacy of what the name that God gave me. And he gave me the scripture that was in the Bible that said, hey, this is who you are and this is what I need for you to do. So that's how that started.
Wow. Powerful. Powerful. And what amazes me, this season I'm paying more attention to stories and people's lives. What I realize is that we take our life's journeys for granted. Yep, we do. Only because we're the ones that's experiencing it. We experience the pain. We experience the ups, the downs. We go through our own emotional roller coasters, our own woe is me's, worries, concerns, and all of that. But I don't think we take a step back to see how what we're, especially those of us that are believers, how our lives are lined up and how other people on the outside view what we go through and how we go through it. You know, you were telling a bit of your story about the car accident and how you were told, you weren't asked, you were told to start this Bible study, and how it grew, you know, just from just being obedient, you know. And then with that, I'm sure there were a lot of stories and a lot of iron sharpening throughout the house at that time before you even realized, you know, what it was you're supposed to do or how you're supposed to embark on it, like even today. So with that being said, I just want everyone that's listening to the show today or listening to the podcast or the recordings or however you're getting this information to take a step before this quarter is out. I want you all to just stop and think about your life. Think about all the things that you've been through, all the struggles, all the triumphs, all the joys, all the pain, all the hurt, all the confusion that you've been through and all of that. Take a step back and see how that can or could have impacted someone else outside of what you're living. What I found out within myself is when I refocus it off of me and I look at how what I've been through, as ugly as it may be or as beautiful as it may be, how it helps someone else. It really helps me to alleviate the pain. It helps me. I mean, does the pain go away? No, because I'm feeling the pain. But I don't make it about me. I make it about the other person. So before the quarter is out, I want everyone listening to the show to just take the time out and just kind of go back as far as you can without, you know, tapping into any triggers or anything. Go back to as far as you can and just kind of think about your life and see. You probably can't identify one person that it has impacted, your story has impacted, or you've seen a change in someone else looking at outside, looking inside of what you're going through. So, but Ms. Sharice, that's an awesome story. I am really appreciative of you sharing that with us because it kind of helps me to be grounded as well. And it's interesting, like you say, your God-given name. Irons, and it's just really interesting because I'm like, wait, let me see about my name and what's going on with my name, because you know it's importance in a name. We all know that, but that's probably another show. Okay, with that being said, let's talk about leadership. It says here that you were a part of a team, part of was Maxwell's team, John Maxwell's team. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, so John Maxwell is a author, pastor still, even though he doesn't have his own church anymore, but he's an author and a pastor and has been voted on numerous occasions as the number one leadership expert in the world. He has written many books on leadership. And so the John Maxwell team basically is, what is it, about 11 years old now? No, it's a little, something like that. So basically the team was designed to really bring in people that wanted to be, you know, valuable in their community. So what happened was the president of the John Maxwell team, who is Paul Martinelli, and a friend of his, Scott Fay, they approached John Maxwell years ago and spoke to him about, you know, really utilizing this amazing information that he's written in his books to embody and add value to other people. And he was encouraged to, you know, instead of just writing books and, you know, sitting somewhere and just doing speeches, how about you have your own leadership force then, for the best way I could think of it, because that's how I look at us. We are a leadership extension of John Maxwell. And being able to utilize the content from the materials that he's written to then add value to other people. Because obviously John can be, he's all over the place, but he can't be everywhere all the time. So we are an extension of him and of that. And we are able to then become coaches, trainers, speakers, and leaders in our community, adding value, being on the John Maxwell team. We're about 15,000 people strong right now in multiple countries, from Dubai all the way to here in the States. Name a country, we are probably there. There are people on the John Maxwell team there. Actually, today is the, every year we have, twice a year, there is an International Maxwell Certification event. It is in Orlando, Florida, and it's happening as we speak. And people come from everywhere, and it is an amazing experience to be in this space and being able to have access to this person, this man who, when I tell you that, he has leadership just, I mean, oozing out of his vein. Like, if you, you know, that's not the only way I could tell you. Wherever he is and he's speaking and I can get there, I'm there. And I have access to him because of the fact that I'm on the team. But that's the John Maxwell team. And so we are able to then, I look at the value that I've gotten from being on this team in a year doesn't even equate to what I've gotten in all the years and the degrees I've earned. Because of how valuable it has been. So that's basically what the John Maxwell team is. We're a powerful force adding value all across the world and leaving nuggets everywhere and transforming and helping people to see who they are and to become what they've been called to be. And that is the power of the team.
Wow. Well, with that being said, we're going to take a small break. I want you all to get ready, you know, catch up on your notes and your questions and all of those other wonderful things, because when we come back, we're going to talk about leadership. We're going to talk about leader and what that means. And Mr. Reese is going to help us to clarify something, help me to clarify some things that I've kind of, a little foggy, a little hazy, if you will. So we're going to take a small break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about leader and leadership right after that.
Hello. My name is Tamika Mapp, and I have been a District 8 resident for the last 10 years, and my mother grew up in Taft. The economy is terrible, people are getting forced out of their homes, and our city is not doing enough to solve the real problems of our district. I'm running because we can do better. Our system works when everyone can afford to live in their apartment, when New York City housing authorities held accountable for their repairs, when everyone receives a living wage, when every senior can afford to age in their homes, when we have an affordable pathway to citizenship, when every public school student can receive a proper education and a quality after-school program, when we pass the right to know law to protect our community, and when everyone in this district has access to quality transportation. My opponent's policies are not fair. They rig the system to benefit the real estate developers and the rich over the rest of us. My policies of safe, permanent, affordable housing, holding NYCHA accountable, an affordable pathway to citizenship, a living wage increase to $20 per hour, helping our seniors to age gracefully in their homes, passing the right to know law to make sure our community is protected, and making sure we have the funds for our public schools so we can have quality after-school programs. I will work to ensure that everyone who lived in this district their whole lives gets the opportunity to stay in the district. My name is Tamika Mapp, running to be your next city councilwoman for District 8. Don't forget to vote on Tuesday, September 12th, and I'm number 2 on the ballot.
For those of you that's just joining us, yes, it's me, Lady Quarterback in the house. I'm back. Yes, it's been a long time, but I'm back. I love, love, love my Voices of Hope family. Thank you so much for your prayers and for being there. Thank you so much, Minister Kim, for entrusting me with your vision and for bringing me on a part of the team. And it's an awesome team that it is. Today we're talking to Ms. Sharice C. Irons. She is the president and founder of Irons Group, LLC. And we're talking about, well, the first part, you'll have to listen to it again if you missed it. We talked about your story and the importance of your story and, you know, how not to take that for granted and how what you go through and how you live is important to someone looking from the outside in. This part of our segment, we're going to talk about leader and leadership. Ms. Sharice just said that she was a part of the John Maxwell team, which is a team that emphasizes on cultivating leaders across the world to spread the to just help people. I'm just going to simplify it. Now we're going to talk about leader and leadership. As I said earlier, for me, when I heard the word leader or I hear the word leadership, you know, it's always like, you know, me, a leader? You know, people be like, oh, don't, you're a leader and not a follower. You know, we're good to tell kids that. Don't be a follower, be a leader. You know, you don't do this, you do that. But what exactly are we telling our children? You know, what exactly are we telling people? And is everybody equipped to be a leader? We look at it and we deliver it as a title, but what I'm learning is it's really a responsibility. Leadership is a responsibility. And from what I'm learning with my trainings and everything that I'm going through is that everybody have their own set of responsibilities, and what I think is their responsibility may not be their responsibility. So, Sharice, let's talk about leader. What does being a leader mean?
Okay, so I am sure everyone on this call has been, I know there are a lot of people actually, in fact, who don't believe they're leaders. And I know John Maxwell, he tells a story about people always asking him, so who's a leader, you know, what makes us a leader? And, you know, are leaders born? Well, yes, we're all born, is what the response is always. We're all born. Everyone is born. So, yes, leaders are born. Everybody, all 6 billion people on the planet, basically. Are leaders. Now, a lot of times when we think leader, we think about the person, you know, the president of the United States, or, you know, someone that's running a large corporation, or, you know, the guy that's at the manager at the supermarket or something. That's a leader, right? And sometimes we don't think little kids or a child could be a leader. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to dispel some myths about leadership today. And some of the things that we believe about it, and I hope that when I'm finished talking, everyone will walk away with a different perspective. So this is what we say
in a book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws by John Maxwell. And I'm going to be referring to a couple different leadership material and things that we've talked about. But in this book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, and the cover of the book says, follow them and people will follow you. If you violate any of these laws, then you're most likely going to have challenges with the people you lead. So here it is. Leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. And I'll say it again. Leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. And before we kind of dive into that a little bit, I will just say that in the book we talked about some of the things that leadership is not. So leadership is, there's a lot of people who think that, you know, you have to be a manager. So there's a myth about management being someone that's a leader. Well, that is not really true, because leadership is about influencing people to follow you, while management really focuses on maintaining the systems and processes in a company. So just because you're the manager doesn't necessarily mean you're the leader. Think about your organization or where you work right now. How many of you have a boss or a manager or a supervisor, but they really don't have the influence? There are other people in the building that it could be the secretary. It could be the older lady in the office who's been there for 30 years, and that manager has no influence. So leadership is not management. Right? So that's something
that's
not.
That's really good. That's really good, because we also, I just want to interrupt for a second. I'm taking a note here. That's really good, because we oftentimes expect the person in charge to be the leader. And we want to hold them accountable for not leading, if you will, because they're in management. So it's really interesting that you would say that leadership is not management. It's not always the person that we expect to be the leader. It could be the leader is the person of influence, if I'm not mistaken. That's what I heard. Okay. Oh, perfect. That was some good stuff. Okay, I just had to kind of clear that up, because I know somebody's like, what? That doesn't make no sense. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. The director is not always the leader. You know, no. The manager is not always the leader. The supervisor is not always the leader. If you think about it, the director may direct the mission of the organization, or the manager manages the people on the team for the organization, or the supervisor supervises the team, but it does not mean that that person is the leader or the person of influence within that organization. That's really good. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to put my phone back on mute. Go ahead.
Okay, so like I was saying before, to the best way to determine whether a person can lead rather than just manage is to ask that person to create positive change in that organization. That's how you know who your leader is. Because when you're moving people in a new direction, you need to have influence. So I'll say it again, leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. The second myth about leadership is that, you know, there's the entrepreneur myth. So entrepreneurs are, you know, people that are out there, you know, they have multiple streams of income, they're building different businesses, but that doesn't mean that they're leaders. They're skilled at getting and looking for different opportunities and finding those opportunities, but not all of them are good with people. So just because you're an entrepreneur, that doesn't mean you know how to communicate. That doesn't mean you know how to really talk to people. And if you're trying to influence people, you need to be able to communicate and work and have a relationship and create a relationship with the people that you're attempting to influence. The third myth about leadership is that knowledge is power myth. So the knowledge myth, right? So knowledge is power, that's true. But if you have knowledge, and yes, it gives you power, but with no action behind that knowledge, it's irrelevant. So neither your IQ nor your education, it says in the book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, it says neither IQ nor education necessarily equates to leadership. So you could be brilliant and have the best IQ, you know, top of the line IQ, but that doesn't make you a leader. So your knowledge is powerful. I know a lot of people that are smart, that have a lot of knowledge, but they lack leadership because they take no action. They influence no one. The other one is the pioneer myth. You know, the person who goes out and does everything first, you know, the first person to climb, you know, the mountain, the first person to create this new toy. That doesn't make you a leader. To be a leader, you don't have to be out front. Right? You have to really also have people intentionally coming behind you and following you and acting on your vision. So I'm a pioneer. I consider myself a pioneer in my family, being the first to do this and first to do that. My siblings weren't following me just because. They're following me because they knew I took action and that I had a vision. You can't just lead people just in circles in random places. You need to have vision. So the pioneer myth doesn't necessarily make you a leader. And the final thing is the position myth. This one is huge. So Stanley Hufty says, it's not the position that makes the leader, it's the leader that makes the position. Right? So there are a lot of people who believe that just because someone is in a specific position, that makes them a leader. Once again, as an assistant principal, I've worked with awesome principals, and I've worked with principals that were not so awesome. Right? So they lacked vision and direction for the school. Did I learn something from them though? Yes. Some of the things of what not to do in leadership, but then there were principals that I had that were change agents. They were transformative. They were influencers. They were movers and shakers, and you knew it right away because of the culture of the building that we worked in. So another myth is the position myth. So once again, if you're ever in doubt about what leadership is, leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. And another thing that we say in the John Maxwell team, I didn't realize how powerful this was, but the more I've learned and the more I've seen it and I've practiced, everything rises and falls on leadership. So whether you're in a company, whether that's a large company, a small company, medium-sized company, it doesn't matter to me where you work, you can immediately notice if there are cracks in the seams, if there are challenges in the building, everything rises and falls on leadership. So as a leader, you're in whatever the position is that you have been assigned in your job, and if you're the CEO of that company, then you are responsible for everything that happens. So Irons Group LLC, the buck stops with Sharice. If something is going awry and things aren't flowing the way they should, I need to take a step back and look in the mirror and say, okay, Sharice, you know, what's the issue here? What is the challenge? What's impacting my influence and my leadership? So I always say follow the breadcrumbs to the door of the leader. Some leaders try to avoid that or say, no, it's my people. But your people are following you. You're the visionary. Mm-hmm. And if you're the leader and you lack vision and you have no idea where you're going, how on earth should someone follow you anywhere? You could lead mm-hmm. me off a cliff, right? Mm-hmm. So I need to know that I can, you know, you have some sort of vision, and people buy into your vision once they know that you're leading them somewhere. They will do, your influence will be huge once people realize that, yes, this person has a vision. They really value and care about me and what I'm doing and what I bring to the table. They want to add value to me, and so I will do and whatever it takes, right, to make sure this company prospers, even in your own home,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
with your children or with your relationship with your husband. Yeah, I know, ladies, we are supposed to take the role of, yes, I'm going there. We're supposed to take the role of helpmate, and your husband is supposed to be, you know, the if he's doing what he's, if he's following Jesus, and mm-hmm. he's listening to the word of God, because he's supposed to be communicating with God first. You know, that's how that goes. There is a system that was designed by the great God. There's a reason he designed it that way. So you're mm-hmm. the head. You're the head and the priest, because you are in tune with God. So when you go to your wife and you talk to her about something, there will be no, oh, you know, honey, I'm not trying to hear that.
And if you ladies, if you out there and your husband is that person and he's doing what he's been called to do and you're kind of flexing your muscles a little bit, you may want to, you know, check yourself
mm-hmm.
on that one a little.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, and that's leadership, you know, leadership is influence. Once again, nothing more, nothing less. That's what it is. And I'll debate anyone who tries to come at me and say, no, Sharice, that's not true. Yes, it is. Whether that's positive influence or negative influence.
Mm.
Leadership
mm-hmm.
is influence, nothing more, nothing less, right?
And I'm so, so glad that you said that because I was really going with that. When you say leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less, that's positive or negative influence, period.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
You know, you said something else. Something else was said. Oh, and can create change. Something about creating change. So when you influence, when you are an influencer, I don't even know if that's a word, but that's what came
yes,
out of my
is.
Mouth. When you are an influencer, at the end of the day, change is created just by your influence.
Yes.
Hearing all of this can be very intimidating because you started off saying, yes, we were born this way. This is in our DNA. This is how we were created. We came out, we were formed in the womb with these qualities. We were born in birth. Our first cry was that of a leader, of an influencer, of a change agent. That is what we're supposed to do. That is very intimidating. So, Ms. Sharice, I want you to deal with the spirit of intimidation. Now that you've called us all out and you said, hey, this is what it is, and you said, this is what it is not. So, no, if you are the secretary and you have influence over the office, you are the leader, not the person you're supporting, because leadership is not management. It is not entrepreneurship. It is not education. It is not position. And it's not that of a pioneer, it's influence, period. So now that you've called us all out and you just ripped the scab off of our wound, I want to need you to go ahead and put some stickers in here. And I need you to kind of help us deal with the intimidation because that's a lot of weight. And I'm just going to, I mean, I'll probably be the only one that admit it, but that's a lot of weight. That's a lot of weight to say, to look back and say, you know what, dang on it, I am the leader. So how do you deal, how would you suggest, or what kind of tools or suggestions would you give us, those of us that are now just got these open wounds everywhere, to deal with the intimidation or the weight of the fact that we indeed, we're the influencers in these different places?
Okay, so I'm just going to just ask a general question. I'll put it out there. I mean, think about this or just make a statement. Why would God, creator of heaven and earth, of the great universe, right, create 6 billion people and then some and not give some people some things and not give it to everyone else, right? So each person on this planet, I know leadership is something that can be very intimidating, but and we shy away from it or what, oh my gosh, I can't do that. Each person on this planet, from me, okay, in my 40 plus years now, and to the young children that we influence around us, we are all built with something that we have to contribute to our community and our society. This is how I look at it. We're all part of the big puzzle. If someone in the puzzle does not operate at their fullest purpose, does not do exactly what they've been called to do and run away from it, we fall short. The puzzle is not complete. There are so many people that need to be helped in society.
And they need someone to do it. I cannot do what LaTanya can do. I cannot do what Minister Kim can do. We all have different people in our air, in our lives, or people that we influence that are around us, that are in our sphere of influence then, that we can impact. I don't know what that looks like for anyone on the call. I know what it looks like for me. I know what the vision is that God has given me. And what I'm going to say is I know that 99.9% of the time, most people know what it is. Now, some people don't know, but most people already know. God has already told you. He's showing you a sign. He's giving you a vision. But what happens is we tend to run the other direction. We have boundaries and hang-ups and things that prevent us from going forward. And you know what the number one thing is that stops people in their tracks is fear. Fear. That big, that's the dirty F word. That's what I call it.
Fear. Exactly.
You know, it's our fear. Our fear thing, it has you having these conversations with yourself. Oh, I can't do that. Not me.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way God asked me to go to Africa and feed these children. Mm-hmm. Did I hear that right? No, there's no way he asked me to stand up in front of all these women who are facing physical abuse and pour into their lives because I may be going through that. There's no way that he wants me to help that single mother out. I don't know. What? God, are you serious? You want me to? So the bottom line is we spend a lot of time questioning ourselves, questioning God, because the God that created the heaven and the earth and the universe, LaTanya, would not have created us without providing all the resources we need. We just have to step out of the way and allow him to do it. So to stitch up your wounds a little bit, I'm just being real with everybody. You, in my work and what I do when I talk to people, everybody, I don't give people answers. I'm not going to give you the answers. The answers are within yourself. You may need some help to navigate and figure out what those things are, but the answers are within you. You know that you have been called to do something. And like I told one of my friends one time, she said, no, Sharice, I don't think that I am supposed to do anything at all. And I said to her, really? All these people on the planet, God gave everybody something, and he gave you nothing to do. Nothing, right? That's a fallacy. That's a lie from the enemy. That is not God. God is not going to just give some people a thing and one person nothing. That's not how God operates. That's not who he is. This is a God who, you know, turned water into wine, raised dead people to life. And this is a God who took Saul and turned him into Paul. I mean, he dropped him on the ground with like, hey, Paul, you know, why are you, and he used him to write books of the Bible. So God can use anyone. And if you're in a place of, you know, Sharice, I'm challenged right now. How can God use me when I'm going through these things? How can God use me? God can use you from anywhere you are because you don't know the impact that you will have on someone. So even though you're going through whatever it is you're going through and dealing with what you're going through, what I need people to do is to stop thinking about this victim mentality and start thinking about how can God work through me as opposed to, oh, it's all about, oh, my God, poor me, poor me, poor me. No, it needs to be how can God work through me. So I would say tip number one, you really need to start, if you don't journal, you probably need to really start to see God's face. Spending time with him through journaling. That's what I did a lot. I still do. I do a lot of devotion time. I journal, and I really ask him, okay, God, what is it that you've called me to do? Because I was in that place. I was in a school. I was working with kids. I liked working with the kids, but I knew that there was more for me to be doing. I felt like I was in a box, and I was contained in this box, and I couldn't get out of the box. And if you're having that discomfort and that feeling where every time you try to do something, you know, something, it's rubbing against you, and you know, and you get that feeling in your stomach, that's when you know you really need to start to get quiet with God and say, hey, what is it that you want me to do? How do you want me to become more significant in this world? What do you want me to do in terms of adding value to someone else? Where do I fit, Lord? How does my story help someone else? That's the first thing. You really need to get with God first. Because coming to me first is not going to help you. You really need to get with God first. And if you're someone who's struggling in that area in terms of your faith and really trying to see, okay, do I believe in God, don't I? You know, I'm not really sure. I don't know where I stand. You still really need to find someone who you can pray with. I mean, I'll pray with you. Call me, you know. Find someone who you can pray with. Find a go to a pastor, minister, someone who has some influence over you if you're really seeking and trying to figure out where you need to go. Best source for that conversation is the Lord. But you're going to have to be obedient and be humble before him to hear what he says and then act on it and really begin to do it. And just so you know, everything doesn't happen overnight, but you have to start somewhere. You need to start. And on the John Maxwell team, we always say jump and then build your wings on the way down, right? So, So growth only happens outside of your comfort zone, and it's a process. I know we don't like that word, but it is. It's a process. So seeking God is very important as a first step in really figuring out where I am, who I am. And if you're someone who already knows, and you've been procrastinating or being disobedient, my thing, last year when I was home, God gave this to me in the spirit, and I have it. It says, procrastination leads to the death of dreams never realized.
Absolutely.
That is what it is. So if you're procrastinating and you're not listening or heeding what God is telling you, and he's giving you signs, I mean, they're big signs, you know. And those signs could be a friend, you know, somebody speaking into your life, some random stranger says something to you. And you're like, what happened? And you kind of ignore it and you keep it moving, right? But those are some of the things as leaders and as you're developing your leadership, it's a process, but you really have to face it. And if you have challenges in your life, you can't run from them. Like if you have those demons or things in your past, you know, go to God, find a therapist, and face those challenges head on. Because what's not going to happen is the enemy will not let it go. He will continue to bring those things up in front of you. So you might as well just face them. And as you begin the process of seeking God and really facing with your demons or the things that have caused you to be off course or distracted, whether those are people or things, then you will start to kind of decrease or eliminate things from your circle. Then you need to start saying, okay, Lord, what do you need me to do now? And God will, you won't even have to do anything, I promise you. You're going to have to take some steps, but God is going to start to place people, situations, things in your path that will allow you to find your way. And hey, if you don't have a mentor or a coach, you need to get one. Someone to hold you accountable, to make sure that you're not slacking off on whatever goals and dreams that, you know, has been given to you. So that's just some tips or ideas on how to begin that process of seeking out who you are and what you should be doing as a leader in the community.
And you have given so many in one time, just so many at one time. But before you do all of that, you need to make a decision. At the end of the day, it's about making a decision. That's been my thing lately. When I'm speaking to people and they're talking to me, and I'm like, make a decision and do it. Either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it, but you need to decide either way. And once you do it or you don't do it, then you need to be okay with what's coming with your decision. What's coming, what the consequences are for you deciding to or you deciding not to. So those of us that know that we are leaders, that we are influencers, that we create change, we need to make a decision, and we need to do it today. When you talk about that pull, you talk about that that nudge, that being uncomfortable, you know, and usually, quote, unquote, I've got my fingers up, quotes, we blame that nudge or that being uncomfortable on something else. We blame it on something negative or, you know, it's something that I'm not doing or something that I should have did and, oh, my God, what's happening? And, you know, we come up with all of these justifications for them. At the end of the day, how do we know that it's not just time for us to move in the directions that we were intended to move? It's just time. Time is just telling you it's time. You've wasted or you've invested too much. Now it's time to act. It's time to make a decision, and it's time to act, and it's time to move. So I love, 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 like I said, you said so many. You said journal. You said to seek God's face. You said to, you know, ask questions about your purpose. You know, don't be afraid to find out why you're here. I think a lot of us are just afraid to find out why I'm here because, see, once I find out, then I'm held accountable for the knowledge that I know. Yeah, that's the whole point of it. The whole point of it is, yeah, because there's somebody, there's a generation that's waiting on you to walk fully in your purpose, to be, and it's nothing. What I had to learn for me was, whatever it is my purpose is, whatever it is my gift to the world is, it's nothing outside of who I am. It's nothing outside of who I was created to be. It's nothing outside of how I deliver my message. I don't have to change the foundation of me in order to be or do what I'm purposed to do. Now, I may have to grow it, cultivate it. It may have to evolve. You know, but the foundation of who I am is who I am. That's the base of who I am. And if I'm grounded and I'm rooted, then, you know, I need to trust what, you know, God has ordained. Trust the purpose. Finding someone to hold you accountable. Finding an accountability person. Someone that's going to make sure you stick to your word. Say what you're going to see. I got so many of those. I got slick, though. I stopped speaking. If I talk to Radio Angel and I tell her something, trust and believe she's going to call me and say, hey, last week you said you was going to write your book. Did you write your book? No, I didn't write my book. Quit calling me. You know what I'm saying? But you do, you're going to have these accountability people placed to say, no, this is what you said you were going to do. This is what you said, and it's a good and a bad. It's a good thing. I'm not even going to say it's a bad thing. The only way that it'll be a bad thing is that if it go against your pride or it'll go against your stubbornness, then it feels bad because you don't want to be bothered, waving my hand, saying ouch, because that's me all day. But at the end of the day, like Sheree said, this is you. It's time. You got your nudge. You got your signs. God has spoken loud and clear, clear and loud on what you're supposed to do and what direction that you're going in. So we talked about being a leader. Oh, my God. We talked about so much. And I really like how you broke it down on why would God himself, the creator of all creations, not give you anything. And I'm just paraphrasing what you said, but you think about that. He just passed over you, right? You just here, just taking up space, you know, getting on people's nerves or doing whatever it is you're doing. Not necessarily negative. You're a great mother. You're a great husband. You're a great father. You're a good provider. You're a great, you know, matriarch or patriarch. You're the foundation. But God didn't give you anything else. That's it. You're good with money. You're articulate with words. You're a good writer. You're good with children. You're good with older people. You're good with people on the street. You know, you have that influence, and you're not really thinking or looking within yourself to say, this could be something that God has given me to help assist everybody else who has been given the assignment of making change, bring about change. When you said something, we talked a little bit about that, and what I thought about was people not thinking that they are, what's the word I'm looking for, entitled to hold those certain positions, or people not thinking, you know, or thinking that they deserve to be in that position. What would you say to the two or three people on the line or that's listening? What would you say to those people that say, you know what, I really don't deserve that. Wow. I'm not entitled to that. Why should I even seek? Why should I even do that? Why? I'm not entitled. I don't deserve that. What would you say to those people?
And what I would say to those people is, it's really powerful that you ask that, because the word deserve means in Latin to serve, right? And a lot of times there are people, it's because of our fears and our doubts, and someone somewhere said, you know, I'm not good enough, you're not good enough. A lot of times that's to kind of go back into our heads and our memory as to, why do I feel this way? Why do I think I am not good enough? Why do I think I deserve the least amount of everything? Why do I believe I'm not capable? You didn't just wake up one day and believe that about yourself. Why do you believe that? And really start to ask questions about it. And one of the things that I've learned in questioning and asking those questions myself, because I ask those questions, so whatever I'm telling you to do is something I do too. So I ask myself, I used to always ask myself these questions. Really, Lord, you want me to do what now? Are you serious? Have you seen me? Like, do you know that this is all I am able to do. I am only supposed to be an assistant principal or teach kids. That's it. I am not called to do not one more thing. But I knew that was not true. And if you believe that about yourself, that is not God speaking to you. And I don't care who it is that told you that, whether that was your mama, your father, your absent father, whoever that person was, your absent mom, your auntie, your uncle, it's a lie from the pit of hell. I'm here to tell you. Because that is not true. Right. I was about to say that. Self talk. Oh, that's a whole other topic, girl. We be on here all night. So what do you saying to yourself? What is your self talk, and where is that coming from? So what three things you need to understand is that you are God. One, you are God's beloved, and He loves you unconditionally. You can't do nothing to change that. Okay, you can't do anything. There's nothing you can do to change that. You are His child. He knew about you before you knew about yourself, before your parents knew about you. You are a child of the Most High King. You are His beloved. You are His prince or His princess. You are a child of God. So you are His beloved. So what you're saying to yourself is not true. You have to understand that you're loved. And if you're in a place where you cannot receive love, you can't, and or give it because of something that happened to you, you are allowing those boundaries and the things that happened to you to prevent you from getting from the number one source of all sources what He wants to give you. So you need to understand that you are loved, period.
Wow.
Put a full stop next to it, point blank.
Exactly.
Point blank. You know, the second thing is that you are special and valuable to God.
Mm-hmm.
Special and valuable. You definitely need to understand that. And you definitely need to know. And the third part of that is, the one, you're loved, you're definitely valuable. And there is someone out there who needs something that you have. There's somebody that needs you to come towards them, to stretch your hand out so you can serve them. And if we can stop looking at ourselves and thinking about ourselves all the time, we will understand that you're not saying, I don't deserve this, I don't deserve that. No, let me go over here and serve someone else that could take the focus off me. Because a lot of times you think people aren't paying attention to you, but they are.
Yeah.
You think that something you're going through, you know, there's all these people, they all always seem like they have it all together, you know, tied down, stuff buttoned up. But everybody's going through something. You are living in the world. Unless you are dead, you're going to be going through something. Every morning when you wake up and you have breath in your body, that is a gift. And your gift, you cannot waste your gift. So you need to take advantage of that and making sure that you are utilizing whatever gift God gives you. I don't care if it's you going, if you decide every day, I'm going to open the door for somebody every single day when I see them.
Mm-hmm,
I'm going to smile at someone every single day when I see them. I'm going to be at the supermarket and say, thank you. Good morning. I don't care what that is. You need to just do something. You are loved, and so you are also valuable to God, and you, there's someone waiting for what you have to offer. And so there should be no, if you are going through that, and like I said before, if you're dealing with a situation where you say, I'm not good enough, because I run into people like that all the time, you know, your head is on the floor, you know, basically the floor is like the place that you put your body, your whole body is just not engaging, you're not talking to anyone. You're just, you know, off in the corner suffering by yourself. Listen, we don't all have it together. I'm just letting you know.
Right?
So we all need help and support from somewhere. You just need to make sure that you're going to people and individuals that are going to not just hold you accountable but love on you and let you know that, hey, it's okay. So, you know, you're feeling like this, but here's a resource. Go over there and get this support. Now, nobody's going to, you know, I don't let people wallow. I have a 24-hour rule with my friends. We do. We have a 24-hour rule because, you know, you go through things. You have a bad day. Certain situations happen. I feel that if you go past 24 hours, sometimes you can get stuck, right? And so a lot of people are stuck. And the longer you stay in that space of negativity and depression or whatever it is that you're dealing with, is the longer you get stuck. And then 10 years have passed by and you're still in the same spot. Right?
Wow.
So
wow.
It's very important that you have to start to monitor and be intentional looking at your circle. Who's around me? You know, John Maxwell always says, if you're the smartest, if you're the smartest bulb in your circle, or the brightest bulb in the circle, you'll need some new bulbs to be around. Just saying. And it's okay. It's fine. I don't care who that is. It's okay. If it's your mama, I'm sorry. You know, we get one mama. You say, hey, mama, I love you, but listen, right about now, I'm going to just have to love you from over here.
Absolutely.
You know? So anyone out there who's feeling you're not good enough, you're not valuable enough, you're not whatever, you are enough. You are enough.
Wow.
Right? You're enough. And I need you to look in the mirror every morning and say, I am enough. I'm enough because I was created by God. I'm enough. Right?
That's
and God will
good.
Meet you where you are. God will meet you where you are. He will meet you where you are as long as you are on your knees, hands up, raised, and you're ready to listen and do.
And you're ready.
God will meet you where you are.
Wow. Sharice, that was like the bomb, the grenade that was thrown over the bed into the enemy's camp and just debris. I just see all this debris breaking up and all this stuff just flying over because that was like the bomb that you just threw. We're going to take a moment. We're going to let all of that simmer, all of that sit, and we're going to take a few minutes. And when we come back, we're going to ask Ms. Sharice to give us some closing remarks and then for her to tell us how we can get in contact with her. And she has some events coming up, so we want to make sure that we get all that good information so that you can go out and support her. And hopefully if you have any questions about the show or if you need to get in contact with her, she'll be available for you. So, because we want you to grow. You know, that's what we do here on the Voices of Hope. We give hope. We give hope, and we bring voices of hope. So to all of us leaders and those of us that are in leadership positions, this show right here was for you. This show tackled everything from procrastination to fear to the feeling of being inadequate. And after this, I pray, believe, and trust God, and I am in expectation that you will never be the same. So after this, she'll come back and give us some more her closing remarks and give us information on how we can reach her and her upcoming events. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Starting a nonprofit is an exciting experience. It gives you an opportunity to turn your passion for giving and serving others into a reality. However, starting a nonprofit also comes with a lot of challenges. Many organizations fail before they launch by not knowing how to set up their organization correctly. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the IRS tax-exempt paperwork to start a nonprofit, register your charitable organization, or even if your status has been revoked. Let our professional staff do the work for you. We are helping nonprofits run like for-profits. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at thenonprofitcoach.org or by calling 240-547-8780.
I've been a District 8 resident for the last 10 years, and my mother grew up in Taft. The economy is terrible, people are getting forced out of their homes, and our city is not doing enough to solve the real problems of our district. I'm running because we can do better. Our system works when everyone can afford to live in their apartment, when New York City housing authorities held accountable for their repairs, when everyone receives a living wage, when every senior can afford to age in their homes, when we have an affordable pathway to citizenship, when every public school student can receive a proper education and a quality after-school program, when we pass the right-to-know law to protect our community, and when everyone in this district has access to quality transportation. My opponent's policies are not fair. They rigged the system to benefit the real estate developers and the rich over the rest of us. My policies of safe, permanent, affordable housing, holding NYCHA accountable, an affordable pathway to citizenship, a living wage increase to $20 per hour, helping our seniors to age gracefully in their homes, passing the right to know law to make sure our community is protected, and making sure we have the funds for our public schools so we can have quality after-school programs. I will work to ensure that everyone who lived in this district their whole lives gets the opportunity to stay in the district. My name is Tamika Mapp, running to be your next city councilwoman for District 8. Don't forget to vote on Tuesday, September 12th, and I'm number 2 on the ballot. Thank you.
Now that Cherise has blown up the spot, she threw the grenade, she ripped scabs off of wounds and stitched them up properly, dug out all the infections on today's show. When I tell you, this was a much, much needed show for me. I can speak for me because I know, A, that it's time, B, that I need to get it going. But I just thank you for just confirming so much that I already knew and also equipping me with tools that I can use going forward. So my prayer is that our family gathered something. I know y'all always get something from the show, because if you didn't, you wouldn't listen and you wouldn't come back. All across the country, all across the globe, we have listeners tuning in to the Voices of Hope, and I want to say thank you and that I appreciate you taking your time out. I appreciate our guests for coming on the show, taking time out to share with us nuggets and all this other good stuff that we need in order to make it through this thing called life. I felt a little Prince moment. This thing called life. Ms. Reed, I just want you to give us a couple of minutes, give us some closing remarks on leadership, whatever drops in your spirit, whatever you're led to say, and then tell us, let's do it the other way around. How about you give us information on how we can reach you, tell us about your upcoming events, and then give us the closing remarks.
Okay, great. So the way you can reach me is I have a website. It is ironsgroupllc.com. So that's ironsgroupllc.com. And one of the events that we have coming up is I will be teaching a mastermind group, and it will be via teleconferencing, so the telephone. And what we'll be talking about, which is perfect what we're talking about today, if you're unsure about your story and your life and whether or not you matter, we will be doing our mastermind group study on the book Intentional Living by John Maxwell. And it talks about actually what's your story. And it really digs deep into that. It'll be a 4-week mastermind. It starts on September 5th, so it's every Tuesday night in September at from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. If you go on my website, there'll be a tab that says Living Today on Purpose, and that's where you can register for the class. Once you're registered, I get an email that lets me know that you're interested in taking the course. Now, if you want to reach me other than that, my telephone number is 646-220-5889. And then my website, I'm sorry, my email is cirons@ironsgroupllc.com. So if you are interested in contacting me, you can go to my website, visit there. All the information I just gave you is actually on the website. So you can reach out to me, shoot me an email, call me if you need to, you know, utilize my services or anything like that. So that's the first event. If you're going to be in the DMV area, you know, that's D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, on October 19th, we will be, I'll be hosting or facilitating an event at the Best Western Plus BWI Airport North Hotel. And that is at 6055 Belgrove Road in Baltimore, Maryland. And what we're doing there is I will be facilitating the John Maxwell Leadership Game. And that game is designed as a, I use it as a diagnostic and a pre-assessment tool when I work with corporations, businesses, executive teams, for you to kind of figure out, how's my team doing? Are we good in teamwork? How are we communicating? What do we need to change? How can we improve? And it's in the form of a game and is based on several of the books that John has written, one of those being Becoming a Person of Influence. Another one is The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. The 21 Laws book that I was referring to earlier when I was speaking. Good Leaders Ask Great Questions, the book Intentional Living, Leadership Goals, and Today Matters. So those are the books that that game is around. So that's October 19th on Thursday from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And it is through my chamber here in Maryland. So if you're a non-chamber member, it's $50. And if you are a chamber member, then the price is $10 or less. You can register for that class at www.nancyapplecharliecharlie.com. And once again, if you have any questions or comments or emails and you want to reach out to me, just go on to my website, ironsgroupllc.com, and I'd be more than happy to answer your questions or take any of your you know, interests or calls or anything like that. And that's pretty much it right now that we have going on at the moment, besides all the other things that I do on, you know, this, you know, but just reach out to me if you have questions.
Wonderful, wonderful. With all of that being said, I hope everyone had a wonderful, wonderful time listening to the show. I'm back. I'm just glad to be back. Thank you so much, Minister Kim. Before we leave, we want Ms. Sharice to close us out with some closing remarks on being a leader. And you all know the drill. Stay tuned for the next segment of Voices of Hope. Ms. Sharice, what you closing us out with? What we got?
Well, I would say this. As leaders or just as people, we need to have some non-negotiables, or we have things that are, you call them your core values, or the things that your value system, your belief system, you know, your values, what are those? You know, what are your non-negotiables or the things that really make you who you are as a leader, things that you know no matter what happens, you will not sway because those are your non-negotiables. And I think that's something why people struggle, because sometimes they don't know who they are and what they really want. So for me, I have some big things that are huge for me in my life. And one of those things is the word perseverance, right? And leaders have to know how to, you have to be able to, besides the fact that, you know, so perseverance is a big one for me, having integrity, definitely my faith, right? Those are all very big things or values in my space and in my life. But I want to talk about perseverance before we leave. And the reason I want to do that is because there are a lot of people, like you mentioned earlier, who may doubt themselves, who may not be sure where they stand in this world. So perseverance is, for me, I actually created an acronym about this.
So every year I come up with one word that guides my year. And for me, 2016 was a year of total and complete perseverance into this year. And so for me, I have, you know, a scripture that I utilize. Usually there's always a song that kind of guides my year or that God has kind of given me. But last year was about perseverance. And I'm just letting you know, I started my business in January of last year. Being out of work from 2015 until I'm talking to you guys today. And I was, severely ill. I think everyone around me didn't think I was going to survive. That's how sick I was, right? Because people have actually verbalized that to me recently, that they felt that way. Now, I didn't feel that way because I was, you know, really communicating with God, but they're because of how I was feeling and what was happening with me. And people watched me go from being this really active, you know, single mom, doing her thing, all the things that are on paper about my life. That's really my life. It's on paper because that's my life. You know, there's nothing on that paper that's not my life. So perseverance for me means to push through your pain towards your purpose. Mm. You have to be able to endure difficulties and challenges with grace. You need to be resilient in the face of change or misfortune, which means you have to be able to not to allow circumstances to dictate your feelings, and you need to recover and adjust when things that happen to you happen. So you have to be resilient. You also have to have stamina, physical and mental, especially mental, because for me, I was having a lot of physical pain. So my mental stamina was key. I had to really, even though it was headaches that I was having, I had to become mentally strong by pouring into myself, reading my Bible, sticking to my courses that I needed to take, and really just spending time with people who really valued me and really added value to my life. You have to also engage in your life or in your business. So if you're owning a business or, you know, then you need to engage in it. And in your life, no sideline living. You really need to engage in your life. V is for victory. Celebrate your wins along the way, no matter how small. Sometimes we tend to just, woo, you know, this is not important to me. I'm just going to, you know, this is not a win. No, you need to give yourself a pat on the shoulder every time you have a win. I don't know what that means, what that is for you. Today is a win for me, being able to be on here and pour into other people. A year ago, not possible. I didn't think I would even be able to do something like this. So this is a huge win for me. Empowering those around us to build their confidence. Being responsible for your actions and the decisions you make. Having the right attitude. So A is for attitude. That's important. N is for never giving up on yourself or sometimes other people around you too. Mm-hmm. You know, because when you quit, that's what you're doing when you quit. And C is being committed and consistent in whatever that is that you do. And always remember to be enthusiastic about life. Because every time you wake up and you're breathing in air, that is a blessed moment and a blessed day because you didn't have to wake up. And I would not want anyone under the sound of my voice right now to show up in front of God, end of their life, with all of their gift boxes still full because they never opened them. So I will just leave you guys with that. Just to be, remember to be persevering. Remember that you have a purpose. Remember that your story matters, that you can be significant, that you are and must always be authentic. Leverage the strengths that you have and sharpen your skills through perseverance, passion, and teamwork. Teamwork is important. You can't do it alone. So with that, I just want to say thank you guys so much for having me on Voices of Hope Radio and Minister Kim and you, LaTanya, for interviewing me today. I really appreciated it. And with that, I'm signing off.
Oh, awesome. Awesome, awesome. Thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned for the next segment of Voices of Hope. We'll be right back.
good morning, and good morning. What's going on, family? What's going on? Well, you're in the section where we talk about what's going on in the community, what's going on in your community, what's going on in my community, what's going on in the community. Well, since Lady Corbeck has come back and she's taken extended time, so much extended time that she's actually took time in my space. So, only thing I can tell you guys is go to our website. You know, I've been saying it for the last 3 weeks that we have a brand new website, themorningglory.org, 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 themorningglory.org. Sorry, I got a little happy there. Listen, everything you need to know about what's going on in the community is right there on our website. So, whereas I usually give you a list of stuff, I don't have to this week because my time was taken back. Lady Quarterback, she came back with, man, she had those shoulder pads on. She took up some of my time, so I had to make this short. So I'm just going to tell everybody, just go to the website. You'll be able to get the prayer information because we have prayer Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we also have praying moms on Monday. So you'll be able to get all that information with all the upcoming events that are happening around our nation. Everyone, have a great Saturday, and I will see you next Saturday, next Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Family, have a wonderful weekend.
It's that time of the year again. Do you have a desire to learn more about God's Word? Are you seeking to enrich your spirituality with an education rooted in a Christian perspective? Then the Inspired Word Bible College School of Ministry and Leadership is for you. Registration is taking place right now for the fall 2017 semester. This is the best time to advance your biblical education with an accredited degree. The Inspired Word Bible College offers courses in a variety of formats, presenting the student with the most practical means for learning courses, objectives, and materials. There is a program here at IWBC for everybody. We've created a curriculum that's designed to meet today's demanding lifestyle. The fall semester has these exciting courses, which are live and online, the exposition of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John through Jude, as well as developing the spiritual leader. Can't make it to our live online classes? We've got something for you. Our home study courses are designed specifically with the busy individual in mind. You can take such courses as Biblical Dispensations and Covenants, The Theology of Prayer, Exposition of Ephesians, Developing the Spiritual Leader 1 and 2, the Book of Psalms, plus many, many more. To receive more information about our school, call our executive offices, 347-767-5508, extension 1. Be a part of our growing family, Biblical Excellence for Today's Leaders.
Everybody, what's going on? This show was amazing today. We've gotten so much nuggets today. Sharice Iron came through and she just brought a lot of stuff to the table. I mean, so much to this table that we had to extend the show because she was so full. We love it when guests come and they're full and they're ready to share with you, family, so that you can have a better and wonderful life. Listen, I just suggest that you all go back and re-listen to it, because I know that you didn't get every single thing, but there are a few things that you might have missed and that you can definitely get them. So this is the time of the show where we got to say goodbye. I'm so sorry, guys. Well, we're here each and every Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got Lady Quarterback. Welcome back. Welcome back off your vacation, Lady Quarterback. Minister Kim is off vacation, too. So, you know, that means that you're not going to hear too much of me. Maybe not. Yay. Have an amazing weekend, everybody. And we'll see you back here next Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with a phenomenal show.
Thank you for tuning in to Voices of Hope Radio. Connect with us on Facebook. Remember, whatever you have going on in your life, never lose hope. God bless.